All right.
Both of you.
Whatever.
Zapata was with him all day yesterday.
Yeah.
At this point, hates him, I bet.
Yep.
That would be my... Bet even the young one's getting on his nerves.
Even the young one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hates teenagers. Even your own teenagers.
They hate each other?
Hate teenagers.
Everybody hates teenagers.
Have a teenager. You don't know yet.
I'm fully prepared to be hated by my teenager in 11 years.
It's premeditated hate. Let him come out.
Hopefully Mr. Burgundy, it turns out that he's nice, but I have my doubts. Somehow he's in girls. That's...
You know his father?
Yeah, exactly. Have you met me, Mr. Burgundy? You listen to any of my work? I'm imminently hateable. Zapata, are we ready yet here?
No.
Tick-tock, Zapata.
Just calm down.
So Redfield, how's things going?
Things suck. Ah.
Really? Why?
I live back with my mother in West Virginia.
I knew that.
Talked about that?
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah.
Hate my job.
We knew that too.
I drink every day.
Yep.
That's probably not good. I knew that.
Wait a minute. So what's changed?
Yeah.
That's why it sucks.
The day of the week.
I don't have intro music. What should I do?
Try to find the Redskins fight song.
Redskins?
Yeah. Hail to the Redskins?
Really?
It's a great song.
Okay.
I think the Patriots are rocking some number by Bon Jovi or Aerosmith at this point. I got no respect for that.
Hail to the Redskins.
There you go. Best NFL fight song.
Hold on, I'd make sure it's not too loud.
The Lions, Zapata, they were great today.
Who just signed on?
Yeah. Adam Zirkle. Look at that.
Lions, Zapata.
Shut up.
You even get to watch that live, I just realized.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, I got this stupid fight song. I'm recording and broadcasting. Yeah. I think I'm broadcasting.
Oh.
Can't really tell.
I can try to go on through the iPod. Or iPad.
Oh wait, I don't think I am broadcasting.
Nope. Ask chat.
I'm not.
Send on to the chat. No one.
Yeah, that's...
Part for the course.
Yep, that's where we are now.
We still do that?
People still use it.
By we, I don't mean myself. How long has it been since I've talked to you guys?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's been months.
Oh, is this live yet? Whoops. Maybe that's why. People are coming in and out, and I'm telling it's live, and it's not live. Oh, damn it.
What's wrong at the bottom?
Okay, I'm almost... Okay, I needed to scroll down. People want to hear about All-Stars. That's a warning.
No, they don't.
The internet has asked for All-Stars.
Nobody wants to hear about All-Stars.
And Wii U talk.
No, I'm not talking about the Wii U. Did you buy a Wii U?
No.
We'll talk about the Wii U.
All right. Yes.
Did you bought one?
No.
But they have strong opinions.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about their strong, uneducated opinions.
But I don't have enough money to buy that.
Oh, wait, save it. Everyone sounds terrible. Okay, so that means we're live.
Who
do you think? That's McLean, of course.
Oh, hey.
All right, I'm ready, if you guys are ready.
All right, the PlayStationShow.com podcast in my terrible voice starts now.
There's the fight song. Oh, there it is.
That's enough of this spot.
Oh.
Hail to the Redskins. All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of the PlayStationShow.com podcast. I am, as always, the very hoarse-sounding B-Smith3258, joined tonight by three people. One, Emilio Zapata.
What?
Zapata.
What?
What's the new mag?
The new mag. Drum roll, B-Smith.
I'm not doing a drum roll.
Planet Side 2.
Okay, that's all you get on that, Zapata.
Wait a minute.
I'm also joined by Miss Ashton Ganey. You like to call her Redfield. Redfield, how are you doing this evening?
I'm just lovely.
How is the Rocky, or no, not, what is it, Country Roads? How are the Country Roads?
The Country Roads are dusty, and I'm waiting for my snow.
And Redfield is also joined by Zapata. Are we assuming romantic companion?
Oh,
we're making.
Oh yeah, let's assume.
Right now,
there's no pants in this room right now.
I don't doubt it. Explain yourself, sir.
Well, you see.
Oh God Almighty! I regret this already.
No, Mr. Burgundy. How's it going, everybody?
What's going on, Mr. Burgundy? How are you and Redfield connected?
We party at the same house.
Yeah, she usually forces liquor down my mouth, multiple times a night.
Okay. That's what they're calling it these days, Zapata.
Yep.
Yep. Aren't you guys a little bit old to be, quote unquote, partying at the same house?
How old do you think I am? I'm not as old as you, Brent.
You're like 25, right, Redfield?
Yeah, that's the cutoff, right? 24 is the cutoff?
That's the cutoff.
Yeah, 24 is the cutoff of no party. Like, you can go have a drink at 25, but no partying. Come on.
Yeah.
I go have drinks, and I play LMFAO, and we do shots.
That sounds like partying.
It sounds like partying. Yeah, it does.
It's not partying at all, because everyone hates it except me.
Okay, good enough. All right, so...
Wait, does Mr. Burgundy even play video games?
Yeah, good point. Oh, but I don't either, so that's problematic.
It's all about Call of Duty, isn't that right? That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, hold it. Jizzy 6879's in the chat.
Oh,
he
says,
emails from him.
He says it's kicking it old school. And he's 32, so that's, I guess when you're over 25, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I offended Jizzy today. I apologize, Jizzy.
Alright, so, Redfield, what's been going on? Give us the update, Redfield update.
Drinking. Somebody at the house that I usually drink at bought a Wii U, so I tried that. I tried the Kinect, and everyone needs to get an Xbox for Christmas that doesn't have one.
Wait, what?
I jumped on the bandwagon.
Wait.
I'm sorry for converting that.
Wait a minute. You played the Wii U, and then you played the Kinect, and now you're convinced that the Xbox is the way to go?
Yep. Get a Kinect, play Dance Central. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life.
That's
terrible. That's terrible, yeah. Wii U coverage.
Yeah. really kind of is. Substandard, yes, even for us. God, some might say. So, Redfield, what else besides playing old motion control systems?
What else have I been doing? Nothing. I work, and I watch videos on YouTube about weird internet troll guys showing girls how they would pleasure them.
Very educational.
Like a manual.
Yes.
How to.
No, it's more like a demonstration. Hey, let me make this up to you because I missed our fat roulette thing.
All right. This is already getting a little weird. Zapata.
What?
Since last we spoke, what have you been doing?
What have I not been doing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is a better question.
No, it isn't.
My plate is so full right now, B-Smith. As you heard already, I found the new Mac. And you know how much I love Mac, right? Like, I love Mac.
To a degree that is unhealthy for all.
And you loved Mag there for a little bit.
You liked it better than Mag?
Better
Do you like it better than Mag, Zapata?
It is so much better than Mag. And I love Mag. PlanetSide 2 is probably the best shooter I've ever played. It has Battlefield, Mag, and Call of Duty all wrapped into one. Giant maps, persistent battles, leveling, huge platoons, a leadership system. What do you think? Me and you, B-Smith, we need to team up. We need to tag team this.
I don't need a PC to play this?
Yeah, oh, a really super high-end PC.
I don't have one.
Really high-end. Like, I have to play it in like a 200 by 200 window.
The Sony Vaio won't play that game.
Will my Core 3i with integrated graphics play that, Zapata?
You might be able to look at the menus. Maybe.
Okay. Can you get me that far?
Maybe. Jizzy tried and he crashed, so probably not.
Have y'all spoken since Thanksgiving?
No, I don't think we have.
I don't think so, no.
Well, let's go back. How was your Thanksgiving, Brent?
It was alright. Went up to see the family. Didn't go to my in-laws. Overall, fairly profitable experience. 36 people. This is the largest ever, I think, gathering that I've been to at Thanksgiving, but not by much. It was turkey. Turkey subpar. Desserts weren't that great this year.
People are slacking.
Yeah, they were. But Thanksgiving isn't really my holiday. I don't care for many of the sides, and turkey is not that good. Even brined, it's not that good.
What about deep fried?
I've never had one deep fried. Do you use a pot?
Oh, you would love it. If I know you, you would love it.
Okay, deep fried turkey does sound pretty interesting.
I'll be the first to admit it does, Mr. Burgundy. Redfield, have you ever had a deep-fried turkey?
I have not, but I tried something new this Thanksgiving.
Oh, tell us what.
I ate a squirrel.
Out of all the people that I kind of know, I'm not going to lie, you would be on the top of my list to eat a squirrel. Like, if I had to guess who would eat a squirrel, I would say you. Sorry.
Based on where you live... And based on,
that's not that
you know,
weird.
Kind of your ethnic background, I'm just going to say that's racist. Okay.
I'm being racist against myself.
Yes, you are. You should have pushed away from the table and said, I'm not doing this to myself.
It was pretty weird. There's turkey and squirrel and
venison. Aren't you a vegetarian?
No.
Was that something that you abandoned when you left the Buckeye State?
No, I don't eat beef, but okay. Clearly I'll eat anything else.
Clearly? You ate a rodent.
You gotta try it once.
I assume, was it stewed? Was it a fricassee?
I don't know how they made it. It was a little squirrel that I consumed. A little bone. Little tiny bone.
Was it like whole, or did you get like a leg of squirrel? Or?
Well, leg is too small.
How is it served?
Did everybody get their own individual squirrel?
Yes, there were individual squirrels.
You're kidding me, right?
No, my mama made squirrels for Thanksgiving.
I honestly gotta say, like, I've lived in the Ohio, West Virginia area for a long time, and I've never had squirrels, so I am kind of curious as to how that's prepared, like. You seriously get like a whole squirrel? Is it skewered or did they pass them around by the tail?
It wasn't skewered. There was no tail. It had some kind of seasoning and like marinade on it.
Was it a like a stew or?
No, it was like a little. It was like eating chicken wings, kind of. But it was a squirrel.
Did it still have a head?
No.
Okay. Was at least that.
So wait a minute. So. Is that the most interesting thing you've ever eaten?
Yes. Okay, if you looked at it, you wouldn't know what it was. Didn't know. When they told me, I said, okay, I've got to try it.
Is it fatty? Not fatty?
It's a little...
It's not going to be fatty.
Gamey. It's a little gamey.
It's a little gamey? Really?
Gamey.
I think it's off the game chart.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the most interesting thing you've eaten, B. Smith?
I had frog's legs in Missouri.
That's not... Come on. Really?
That's not very nice.
No, that's not very nice. Come on, something like alligator, crocodile, elephant.
I think frog's legs are almost as
rhinoceros.
Exotic as
black people.
As alligators. Savannah, I'm not sure if you can get away with things like that if franchise isn't on.
Oh, sorry. So, my bad.
Yeah. It's a little worrisome, Savannah.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think frog's legs are just as exotic as alligator. I'm going to say it.
All right.
I had alligator.
Yeah. I didn't care for frog's leg, I'll be honest.
I'm afraid of that.
I think I'm going to win. What about raccoon?
Haven't had that.
I don't know. I think squirrel and raccoon's about a push.
Really?
Yeah. All a raccoon is just a big squirrel.
Yeah, but squirrels are domesticated.
What?
No, they're not.
In the city, they are essentially domesticated. Come on, you can walk right up to them and shake their hand.
So there are squirrel ranches then?
They'll eat out of your hand.
Squirrel cowboys?
Yes.
Squirrel rustlers.
It even happened.
Weirdest
thing. Right. Zapata.
That.
Weirdest
Go
thing.
Ahead.
Yes. Weirdest thing Mr. Burgundy has eaten.
Okay.
There's a lot of options there.
Just so that you know, the winning comedic thing to say would be Redfield.
You have a dirty mind, friend, and I'm going to draw something nasty for your wife.
I don't got it.
My favorite
thing. I don't got it. All right. Go ahead. I apologize, Mr. Burgundy.
Weirdest thing I've eaten? Yeah, I'd probably have to say a goose of some sort. I don't know. I honestly don't know what goose it was.
It was Canadian.
Served me. I think it was Canadian.
Illegal immigrant geese.
Burgundy loses here, but Zapata, I gotta
eat many strange things, sadly.
I gotta loop back around, Zapata.
Okay.
How did you find yourself eating a raccoon?
Yeah, that sounds like a good story.
My meemaw made it. I don't know. I don't remember.
Remember that time that he took the family camping?
Yeah.
Is that it?
We caught a squirrel. We went fishing for raccoons. And we got it. And man, was it good.
He set up a box with a stick and a string. And he caught it. By himself.
And there skinned it.
No, you made your wife do that.
Yeah, I probably would. Of all people, I would for sure.
All right, and speaking of skinning raccoons, send your questions, comments, feedback to mailbag@theplaystationshow.com, and we will endeavor to read them. I'm going to pepper them throughout the show, Zapata.
All right.
First email from Mitch Molina 2 weeks ago. Sup, guys? So far, a lazy effing week in games, so let's start the bullshit. Assassin's Creed Vita, it's a good game, a lot better than the console game. 6 hours till you get to play as the main person. F that noise. I was going to buy COD for the Vita just to spew pure hate on the mailbag, but even I don't hate myself that much. I got Need for Speed Most Wanted for Android. Don't know why, only played it once. $6 well spent. And I wasted 7 hours of my life playing Curiosity, a game by Peter Molyneux. It's a giant fucking cube where you take little blocks to reveal the big surprise, and only one person will find out what that is. My guess, it will say, you're a jackass and you wasted your life doing this. Only because Peter Molyneux is a bad person. Oh yeah, they added Plus for Vita and it starts next week with 5 free games. Thanks, Sony. Now I don't have to buy games for my Vita and can just buy PS3 games now. And his classic jizzy closing. Friend's mom, how do I know you won't get my trunk just to bang her? Me, my dick don't work. Friend's mom, you guys have fun. Jizzy.
Thank you, Jizzy.
Yeah. So that brings up a good topic, Zapata.
Oh, good.
Biggest waste of money that you've ever had in games.
In games?
Game you felt most cheated by.
None.
For Mount Rushmore?
No. I don't have any. I don't waste money on games.
I'll say Call of Duty Black Ops 2. I put that in, I think I played it for maybe 20 minutes at this point, and I don't know whether I'm going to go back to it.
Can we rephrase and say the game you wasted time on?
Well, that's obvious. Mag.
No, I love Mag. Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified.
Did you actually buy that, Zapata?
No, I didn't buy it. I wouldn't waste my money, but I did play it.
Where, when, how?
I played it on the Vita all last 2 weeks on the toilet, and it was amazing, actually. Now actually, I love it. Again, you need to buy it. It's a Vita system seller. Have you seen the commercials with the guys flying around, holding their Vitas, shooting guns? Oh, my gosh. It is that fun.
Terrible. Redfield and Mr. Burgundy, how about you guys? Games you've wasted the most time and or money on?
I'd have to agree. I don't think I've really wasted too much money on games. I tend to buy what I know I'm going to like for the most part. But wasting the most time on? I'd probably have to say the newest Assassin's Creed. Loved the game, but I went for all the achievements, and there's just god-awful hours of time wasted taking pictures of people.
Okay, there you go. Good feel. How about you?
Well, I haven't really, usually if I don't like something very much, I take it back immediately. I don't spend a lot of time thinking effort into things that I don't give a shit about. But I felt like it was a waste of my time to pick up, and you know I love Resident Evil, but the Umbrella Chronicles for Wii, when I picked that up, it was like a waste of time to even drive to GameStop and get it, because I beat it in a couple of hours and then just took it back.
That's pretty bad. Pretty bad. Next email from Zapata.
What?
Vita mail. Boom is the subject line. Thanks for wasting our time, Zapata.
Wait, did you hear about that though? The Vita, you can do email on it now?
No.
It's like an iPhone, but awesome.
Is it the PlayStation phone?
Yes, pretty much.
Version 2.0.
Oh, so good. Email, boom.
All right, Zapata, what have you, besides Planetside, what have you been playing since last we spoke?
Magic the Gathering card game on the PSN.
And you haven't been playing that with Austin?
No.
He loved that.
That's right, he did play that. No, I was playing it with McLean and a couple randoms online. And the problem I have with that game is if you sit back and don't play, you win. Everyone who tries to play and play right, they lose. Because you take out two guys, you kill them, and then all of a sudden, the guy sitting next to you, John McClane, comes in like a looter in a riot and kills you out of nowhere. We had an alliance. You know what an alliance is, B. Smith? That's when you're working together.
There are no alliances with John McClane. It's a wild card.
Yeah. Well, I found that out the hard way.
Yeah. You should have found that out.
That's why I think we should close the borders.
I guess you're wild that one, Zapata. Redfield, have you played anything interesting since we've spoken with you for, I don't know, must be months at this point?
More Super Nintendo, you hate me. I tried Zombie U at my friend's house, and it's scary.
Is it?
It's really difficult. You keep dying and having to start back at the exact same, like, you start back at the beginning every time as a different person, and you have to go get your kills, yeah. Your last self and get your shit back.
You have to do like a corpse run for your equipment, and then that person's a zombie, right?
Yes, so you have to kill yourself, basically.
That is awesome!
But it's a pain in the ass. It's like the novelty of that wore off really quick.
Well, what about like that second screen? Like, you have to manage your inventory, right? Or something.
I didn't get very far with it.
Oh, you didn't use this? Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. I just kept seeing death and starting back in the little bunker thing, going back out.
Okay. Mr. Burgundy, we've never spoken to you before. Don't go back all the way to the beginning. But what have you been playing lately?
I've been doing some more run-throughs on Dishonored, actually.
Oh, I need to tell me about that game.
Don't feel the need to be long-winded.
I need a long-winded, like, detailed account.
Let's elevator speech this.
The gameplay is amazing. The gameplay is great. It has the steampunk feel, the kind of London-esque steampunk era. Stealth mechanics are amazing. Of course, it's the same guys who made Thief, so it's to be expected. The powers, the blink ability, of course, is zipping around the map, teleporting behind people, getting stealth kills. But the I know the stealth is the main aspect they're kind of promoted in the game, but their combat system is phenomenal. It's kind of the combat system I was kind of wishing they would have put into Skyrim in a way. We have kind of the counterattack and the cinematic kills afterwards. There's so many good things about that game, honestly. Like, I could probably keep play continuous runs through the game and never get tired, do the same thing twice.
Wait, does the story change at all?
The story, I haven't seen too many changes. I'm doing there's a chaos rating is how the game kind of plays out on. So your ending is depicted upon either a high chaos or low chaos rating, depending on your actions that you choose, of course. My first playthrough was, of course, kind of mixed, but ended up with a lot more combat, kind of running out in little areas and killing people violently. So it kind of has like that terrible ending where it's all hell breaks loose with the high chaos. I haven't seen too much. I'm still kind of doing my stealth playthrough. I have yet to see any major differences between the high and low chaos. But there's supposed to be a pretty big difference in the endings. From what I've understood from some of my buddies who have beaten it, the ending almost seems a little too clean on the low chaos, but I haven't seen it just yet.
This sounds like a game I need to play.
I highly recommend it. It's pretty phenomenal.
All right, so that's all there.
You weren't even listening!
Yes, I was.
No, Stealth you were! Kills,
Maker's a Thief, Steampunk Era, although he described London
like
as an era.
Within the first
London's
30
a location.
Seconds. Oh my gosh.
I knew that immediately Brant was going to attack anything that was following up steampunk.
Yeah. He did say London was an era. I lost
No,
me there.
London is an era.
Steampunk era in London location, kind of mixed match, you know, whatever.
See, now he gave me a time and a setting. There you go.
Well, guess what, Brant? You said fucking.
I did, and I regret it. It's a weak, personal weak point for me. I bought Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Zapata.
Why? We only play PlanetSide 2 now.
Inertia, Zapata. That's why I bought Black Ops 2.
Gosh.
Inertia.
You're the problem.
I don't know. It's bad. It's bad. Let's see. I bought I didn't really buy them. They were free on Kindle. The Memoirs of William Tecumseh Sherman. Anybody?
No.
Raising hands for support?
No.
Okay. The new Nassim Taleb book is out. Anti-Fragile, Things That Gain from Disorder.
Dizzy says you're an extra monotone today.
I can't help it. I don't have any range in my voice whatsoever. I apologize. It's pitiful. And that's about it. I played a lot of FTL. I probably played 25 hours of FTL.
What? That's not even a real game. It's a spreadsheet disguised as a game.
Oh, that must be why I like it.
Yes. You would love these manager games, like these football manager, where you just look at the numbers and be like, this is fun.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I'm not doing it. It's not a game.
FTL. Go out and run, don't walk to your local Steam distributorship. Buy FTL. So that's all for me.
Wait, I played a lot more.
All right, I'm going to read another email first, but then we'll go deeper into you.
Okay.
Because we did get an email from Zebby. Zebby, we're going to hold it off because you had a question for franchise. We'll read it the next time. Next email from Jizzy. Sup, guys. It's been a long and shitty couple of weeks, but I'm almost done being broke. F you, Christmas. But that's my shit life. On to games. If you have a Vita and don't have PS Plus, you're a effing moron. I tried to play Uncharted. It's a good game. I don't use the touch control shit unless it makes you. I want to play more, but Gravity Rush is calling my effing name. The controls are a bitch to get used to, but sending people into space to die Team Rocket style makes me laugh. Haven't bothered to play the others and I won't when I get Persona 4. Where's your Christmas tree? It's November Mexican effing wait, Jizzy. First one was better on the closings, Jizzy. Jizzy, you play a lot of games.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that.
You. Yeah, we really do.
I also play a lot of games.
All right, Zapata, on to your lot of games that you played.
Well, he mentioned in his first email, PlayStation Plus, how now you get like 5 Vita games. And it was all the Vita games that everyone purchased already. So if you're dumb and you bought a Vita and then you bought all the games, the best games, then this has no value to you. But because I didn't, those games are amazing. and I love them. And you need to go out and buy a Vita. If you don't have one, this is the perfect time. Because you get PlayStation Plus, and you get Mutant Bob Attack, great platformer. It's like Loco Roco meets Little Big Planet meets Katamari Damacy. Uncharted, it's Uncharted. And Wipeout, it's Wipeout. Remember, B-Smith? Portable console. That's the future.
I wish non-audible head shakes were audible. That's all I'm going to say about that.
On the video feed.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on the video feed, so. Is that all, Zapata?
Deus Ex?
No, I'm not going to allow it. Zapata, have you read any economic philosophy books?
No.
Maybe you should start doing that.
Are we going to fall off the fiscal cliff?
Probably.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
They're going to let it happen?
Yeah, I think so.
My taxes are going to go up $3,000?
What was that?
My taxes are going to go up $3,000?
Probably.
That's your fault.
How's that my fault?
Congress. Get it done.
How is Congress my
fault?
That's
your Congress.
I don't like the Republican Party.
You are the Republican Party.
I am not the Republican Party. I voted L the first time. Not across all races, but some of them, New Hampshire.
Wow. Why has it got about be about race?
All of the different elections. If you must know, so. Yeah, we're going to fall off the fiscal cliff, Zapata. The Lions can't stop Andrew Luck. We're going to fall off the fiscal cliff.
Are you going to move somewhere?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably not, no. Why would I move somewhere? Unless I'm going to move to Indiana. Oh, my man, Mitch Daniels.
And move out of the country.
Why? Why would I do that?
Because this isn't a good place for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Why?
I can tell. We can tell you're on the edge of losing it.
Is it the voice?
Yeah.
That's a cold, guys. Not on the edge.
Seriously, you're going to blow up a building or something.
No, I'm not.
I think you
are. I don't have enough racism in me for that. Those guys are pretty racist. I'm not very racist at all. I hate the French, but they're my same race, so I'm allowed to hate them. So, all right. So, do you want to talk at all more about fiscal cliff? Franchise isn't here, so kind of makes it less fun.
He's walking out the door now. He's going to call in. Yeah. We got to wait for him.
I'm not waiting for him.
We have to. Is it because he's black?
No. Zapata.
What?
I'll give him until, I'll say 9:10.
I'm willing to say what everyone's thinking, okay? What?
That I want to leave this show so the franchise can't be on?
Look who just signed in.
So okay. He can't be on?
Bring him on. I actually do have a question for him.
Okay, hold on.
Is it race related?
I'm adding him to the call now. Hopefully he picks up.
So, Redfield, is there any chance of you escaping your West Virginia shame spiral?
I've had an offer to move to South Carolina, and I'm kind of weighing my options of where I'm going to go. Looking at different jobs.
And now we're joined by Franchise 254. Franchise, Redfield was in the middle of telling us about her South Carolina plans.
I have no plans.
Well, that kind of takes the wind out of our sails, doesn't it?
Freebird.
You're the Freebird. What is franchise, this plan that I missed?
You missed no plan, Franchise. You missed my terrible voice. That's all you missed.
Oh, man.
Zapata said that the fiscal cliff is Obama's fault.
Whoa.
Yeah, I agree. I was shocked.
Wasn't he an Obama man at the beginning?
I think so, yeah.
Well, if he raises my taxes, impeach
the Tigers
him.
Really changed his spots.
So he raised your taxes?
He's raising everyone's taxes.
It's true. Which we could go back to.
He was only going after the rich man, the big-time business owners.
Zapata said that he's not seeing the reason, so he won't support across-the-board tax cuts, which Zapata's in favor of. Revenue-neutral is what Zapata said.
And the young man there is not seeing the light.
I agree. Franchise, what have you been playing since last we spoke?
Wow, let's see. A lot of NBA 2K13.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
When does the madness stop, Franchise?
It won't.
In March.
It will. She said in March. What happens in March?
Madness. That madness stops and other madness begins.
Oh, okay. March madness. I get it now.
I made a joke.
I did. You did. Yeah. So franchise. What else? What else?
WWE 13.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's an innovation over the last one. I think all of the 13 games actually improved on what 12 had to offer.
Lucky 13.
So I've been, you know, just, you know, some Need for Speed, Most Wanted, still.
Okay.
I refuse to play Call of Duty.
Why is that? Why is that franchise? Still. Why is that franchise?
I don't like the game. It's the same thing for the last, what, 5 or 6 years? The same exact thing. They do a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's at its core, it's the same game.
Something we said for that.
I can't give them my money, hard-earned money. I just left my job, so I'm thinking about money right now. I can't give them my hard-earned money and feel satisfied with a game that I will only play for maybe 2 weeks. And that's just to get a feel for the game.
Fair enough.
Same thing every year.
So, franchise, I have a question for you.
Okie doke.
As you know, I'm the number one fan of the TPS NFL update show. It's established fact. Number one listener.
Hey, I agree with that.
Do you worry that you attack poor Tomator too often?
No, I don't. And actually, if you listen to the last show, I didn't attack him as much as I usually do.
Okay.
I kind of laid off of him a little bit. I heard a kind of a quiver in his voice. I thought, you know, he might have some tears. You know, he's trying to hold him back. So I kind of laid off of him a little bit.
Because sometimes I have that worry about Pantera. But then I worry he's Pantera. Then I remember he's Pantera. I stop worrying about it.
About making him cry or him making someone cry?
About him making him cry, Redfield. It's established fact. Pantera is perhaps the worst podger ever.
No. He is not. There is one worse.
Firebender?
No, I wouldn't say Firebender.
Redfield 304?
No, not Redfield. Even though you do get a lot of hate tweets. I read a lot of hate about you. But no.
I don't think I see those.
I see
them. Am I just blocking this out?
I think you're blocking them out. I think you just whiz right on by them. Next time I see them, I'll retweet them.
Yes, draw that to my attention, please.
That'll help.
Yeah.
No. I think these guys need a stern hand. These young men don't understand, you know, what it is to be a grown man yet, so you have to give them a stern hand. When they're out of line, you have to tell them to shut up.
And get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to lay down the law with them. It's like I guess I can say I'm the elder of the group.
I think I might be older than you, franchise.
How close are you to 40?
I'm 4 years away.
You're 4 years away, I'm older than you.
Really?
So I am the elder of the group.
He is.
Old man franchise?
Old man franchise.
True enough.
Call me Grandpa.
Grandpa franchise.
Pappy. Call me Pappy.
Grandchise.
That's my new name.
Happy Fran franchise.
Pappy. Fran Pappy. That's what we're going to call me, Fran Pappy.
All right, I
have to beat on these young whippersnappers and make them understand how the old school ways are.
And make them cry.
Make them cry. That's what I do.
Speaking of making them cry, we do have one last email from the mailbag from the aforementioned Thomas Mador. Tomator. Subject, Mary F. Kill. And he says it's for the podcast. So Mary F. Kill, the TPSN NFL update, the tpiss.com podcast, and the Everything Burrito podcast, Mary F. Kill. We'll start with Mr. Burgundy. Mr. Burgundy, do you listen to any of our shows?
I actually have not listened to them until Redfield has just introduced me to them.
Oh,
today.
First time listener, first time caller.
For shame. For shame, sir. Don't
you should listen to all of the shows that we produce because all of them have a quality to them.
Not tonight's show, though. Don't listen to this one again. My voice is terrible and I have no energy. I'll be the first to admit it. So, I'm going to skip Mr. Burgundy. Redfield, you haven't listened to our shows in months. I know that for a fact, but you did at one point. Marry F. Kill, those three shows.
I will marry the PlayStationShow.com podcast.
Okay.
I will F the CPSN FNL one. Okay. We'll kill the Everything Burrito podcast.
Wait, who sent this email in?
This is Thomas Mador.
Mador.
Wait a minute. I'm on all three of these podcasts.
You gotta kill yourself.
So it's really kind of for you at this point, franchise. It's an order issue then.
Murder suicide.
Yeah.
So pretty
Kansas
much
Kansas City aside.
Yeah, pretty much I'm gonna marry myself and F myself and then kill myself.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Zapata, we'll move right into you.
PlayStation All-Stars.
No.
What? I have to talk about it. And I am going to use my time
to
talk about PlayStation
All-Stars.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk about it.
I don't care what anyone says. It's a Super Smash Brothers clone. It's not a real fighting game. Just like Super Smash Brothers is not a real fighting game. If you want to play a Super Smash Brothers type of game, just play Super Smash Brothers. Don't play PlayStation All-Stars. It's a travesty. They should have never made it. And it's just a Me Too game. Look at Me Too. I'm making a Super Smash Brothers clone. But the Vita version is amazing. So if you get that, get that one.
Okay. Zapata.
What?
Answer the question.
Let me see. I'm going to kill Everything Burrito.
Okay. Yeah.
I think, I got to.
Wait a minute, aren't you on all three of these shows too?
No, I've been on all three, but I wouldn't say that I'm on Everything Burrito. So I'm gonna kill that one. I'm gonna murder it. And I'm gonna hide the body too. Probably gonna burn the body. And bury it. So no one would ever find it. Mary. I don't know which one to marry. I kinda like this one because it's my baby, but I also like the other one because it's my baby too. I have two babies.
But this one, you get to grow old with strength.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The age in my voice.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So I have to marry this one. So then I have to, oh wow. Franchise, I have to F you.
I just want to know if it'll hurt.
No. I will make sure it doesn't.
And I will make it consistent. At least up until this point, I am definitely going to kill the Everything Burrito podcast. I'm sorry, SpongeBobbies. You're not as podcast death as Pantera, but you're close. I'm going to marry this show because this is a show, but I'm going to make some sweet, sweet love to that TPS NFL update. And franchise, I saved the best for last. Your order.
Okay. Man, it's a really hard choice here. I would have to say I would F this show, and I would marry. Let me flip a coin here.
Not while you're driving.
Oh, it's okay. I call my car Kit. It drives for me.
I don't think that actually works.
Draw straws instead.
Oh, yeah.
How about a game I Spy?
Okay. So let's go ahead and marry the T-Piss NFL report, Fantasy Sports. And we'll kill the burrito, but we'll kill it with kindness and love.
Like Kevorkian.
The internet has touched Everything Burrito is dead.
Yep. Kill Everything Burrito. And that's all from the mailbag. Send your questions, comments, feedback to mailbag@theplaystationshow.com. I think by next, Sabata, you want to do the show next weekend?
Sure. Why not?
I feel bad about taking basically 2-3 weekends, or 2-3 week intervals here, so maybe next weekend. Hopefully my voice will be better by then.
Well, we gotta line it up, though.
We do have a, I don't know if you heard, we do have a new show.
What's the new show?
Probably gonna be a once a month thing. We haven't actually really named it yet, because we've heard bad things about the name. But it's basically where we go on and we watch a movie together, and we comment about the movie. It's like we're all sitting in a room
describing this.
DVD commentary. Yes.
Riff Tracks. They made up the idea, though.
Oh, yeah.
Completely original.
We stole it from Blu-ray.
Will you all video record yourselves watching the movie so that people can see your reactions as well as hear your comments?
Exactly. It is with myself, J.S. Butters, Sponge Bobbies, and Here Comes Bod.
There you go. There you go.
Bod. Get rid of the others.
Wow.
Tweet that.
Love you guys.
Tweet that hate.
Wow.
All right, so, Zapata, give them something to play.
How about give them something to do?
Okay.
What they can do is they can go to the website and start nominating for the 2012 showies. It's nomination time. Posts are going up every hour on the hour for things like Game of the Year, Trade of the Year, Game You Didn't Play That You Want to Play of the Year. You can hashtag or you can comment. Either way. And soon, very, very soon, the polls will go up because you know, B. Smith, around the first of the year, the showies are broadcast live, an all-day event. All the personalities from the community podcast will be there.
Fire Vader isn't actually going to be there, is he?
Fire Vader will be there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Everyone is in
Pantera?
Pantera will be there.
SpongeBobbies?
SpongeBobbies will definitely be there.
None of these people are going to be there while I'm there, right?
You will be there. Whenever those people, I will make sure that you are there with those. people.
No. I'll probably be there.
Will I be there?
Redfield will be there. Franchise will be there.
Mr. Burgundy?
Hey, everyone's welcome.
What about Tomato? Mr. Poppy? Will he be there?
Mr. Poppy is invited. He will be there.
Tomato?
Tomato will probably, yeah. He won't be in school, so he'll be there.
Fantastic.
No more water polo.
That is worrisome.
That he wants to be a professional water poloist?
Yeah. That is going to be the show where you hear me tell people shut up more than you hear any other.
What if I get out of here?
I'm going to leave that one to Mr. Disturbed Poppy. Okay. Wow, this guy's motorcycle is really loud. I'm going to leave you guys.
Content like this, you do not get anywhere else.
Only on the 2012 showies.
Yeah.
Will you get more of that?
Yeah, exactly. Traffic commentary from Franchise.
So look for that. Well,
on the showies,
what?
When we do the showies, I will be there at my house hanging out.
New Year's Day, Spada?
Smoking blunt.
That's what it looks like. That's what we've done in the past, except for one time when we didn't. This is only the third time, so probably New Year's Day, all day event from dusk till dawn. It's going to be amazing.
All right.
And you can vote for me. Go for it. I'm sorry.
I apologize, Franchise. Redfield, give him something to play or do.
I'm about to start rereading Catcher in the Rye. So everyone pick an old book that you enjoyed way back when.
That's weird
you
because
know how to read.
I am holding that book right now. That is so strange.
It is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I have hidden cameras. I have a link to your...
Burgundy, do you want to give him something to play or do?
Something to play or do? Get the Kinect and play some Dance Central. You know you want to dance a little bit more out there. You know the Gangnam Style is pretty popular nowadays.
Challenge accepted.
Weak finish, Burgundy. Franchise, give him something to play or do.
I want everybody to go out and get a goddamn job.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Franchise. Preach! That's what I'm talking about. Get a job!
Yeah.
It's not good. And I will say, read Anti-Fragile, Things That Gain from Disorder. Nassim Taleb. Good stuff. Philosophy.
Like me.
Economics. Oh, yeah. That's all from the PlayStationShow.com podcast. We appreciate your patience waiting for our release schedule. I appreciate your patience on my terrible voice. We'll see you. I think we'll see you next weekend. That's all. Bye.
Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop. Why are you calling me?
Stop.
Who's calling you?
Thomas Mader. Damn it.
All right. I'm out of here. Head to the Redskins. Good night. Good talking to you, Redfield. Nice meeting you, Burgundy.
Yeah, I'll take care.